Good morning. I'm Tammy Kosh. This is Community Matters Weekend Edition. We're talking with Ellis Jones, and his current book is The Better World Shopping Guide. And you've written books about how to be a better world citizen, shopping and doing little things to make big changes. Tell me about how you researched this about something I love to do, shop.
Well, the idea actually originated with the first book that I was a part of called The Better World Handbook, which catalogs all the different ways in which a person can make a difference in the world in their everyday life around all kinds of issues. The piece of the book that got the most response from readers was in the shopping chapter. I had put some time and energy into researching companies and creating a little mini shopping guide for people. And the response was so overwhelming from that one little piece of the book that in large part, it's what drove me to continue with my research and to create a whole book or shopping guide unto itself for people to be able to use every day in the supermarket, to be able to make the choices that reflect their values and that help their dollars go to build a better world.
People really are these days voting with their dollars. It's not just a matter of, oh, what's on sale. They're really thinking about the companies that they purchase from.
And you know, it's so important that people begin to make that shift. I like to say that this we live in a time in which the age of the good citizen is over and the age of the good citizen consumer has arrived. And I really believe that because the power of economics is now beginning to creep into just about as every sphere of our lives. And as much as voting in politics is important and having a democratic voice in the political realm and with government representation is important, I'm really coming to see with my research that voting with your dollars may be more important because the economy is not technically set up like a democracy, and yet the power that our dollars have to shape the world around us is increasing, and I think people have to take on responsibility for that. So I'm really happy to see that people are starting to do that.
So tell me, you have a list of the top 10 Zen businesses in Washington. Tell me about those businesses.
Well, this is a list I had compiled recently. What I did was, as a baseline, I utilized Co-op America's Green Business Directory, which is one of the best sources in the country currently, and they have some of the highest standards for socially responsible businesses. And that helped me narrow it down to Washington State, and then I cross-referenced that with my database of over 1,000 companies. I look at everything from human rights to the environment, social justice issues, animal protection, and community involvement. And I came up with a top 10 list, which I think really gives a kind of wide range of options for people to support, particularly if they want to support something in their own state of Washington. So maybe I'll start with a few of the highlights for me on the list. Number one would definitely have to be Shorebank Pacific, which is based out of Washington. This is one of the most incredible socially, environmentally responsible bank options available for people. And I think, once again, it hits upon my own interest in that understanding the power of your dollar also means that when you have your dollars collected and they're at rest and in your bank account, they are still working to change the world. And so if you have, you know, your dollars in Bank of America, I think like many of us do have it in these big banks, you don't realize what those dollars are doing, but they are working while you're asleep in bed, while you're out at work yourself. And to be able to put them in one place where you know that they take those dollars and they reinvest them in the environment and in these communities to help grow these communities, it's just an incredible, powerful feeling.
I hadn't really thought about banking.
Yeah, banking to me, if there's one thing that I could recommend that people change, it would be their banks, because it's one of those things you don't have to, once you change it, and it is a little tricky just to like sit down and figure out what bank you want to be with and so forth, but once you do that single action, that action will keep reaping benefits for you and the rest of the world for the rest of your life, as long as you don't change banks again. Whereas shopping in general, you know, every time you go and you have to choose organic or fair trade, and you kind of have to keep that going. But choosing a bank is something you do once, and once you have it and it's done, it means that all the money that kind of comes through your life that ends up in the bank sooner or later is out there doing good things for the world. It's just a wonderful choice.
Tell me, what are some of the responsible cosmetic companies?
Responsible cosmetic companies, there are all kinds of options at the moment. In fact, this is one of those industries that really responded early, I think, to consumer demand for more responsible options, particularly around the areas of unnecessary animal testing and later around issues of organic and natural ingredients. At the top of my list is a company that many people are familiar with, Aveda. I had them listed not just at the top, but also as what I call a corporate hero. And their products are always guaranteed to have never been tested on animals. They're one of the few companies that has ever achieved a perfect score for social responsibility according to the Council on Economic Priorities. Social responsibility indicators list. Their ingredients are often not just natural ingredients, but also they're sustainably sourced, so that when somebody is using that product, you can know that those ingredients are not being unsustainably harvested, that they'll be there for future generations. Along with them, there's Burt's Bees and Aubrey Organics or Kiss My Face, The Body Shop. There are a number of other options, but those are some of the top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then now we were still talking about the top 10 Zen businesses in our state of Washington.
Right. There are some other great ones. I mean, another example would be Wildcatch Seafood, which is, such a huge problem that people are just coming to understand the gravity of, and that is, unfortunately, the seafood harvesting, not just in the U.S., but around the world, is being met at unsustainable levels. And so what you have is seafood stocks are collapsing across the planet. And in large part, it's due to the fact that supply is so high and there is nothing within the market system that is limiting the amount of the catch for any particular type of seafood. So it is so vitally important that people who are eating seafood and who enjoy seafood, that they begin to shift over to companies like Wildcatch that works with Native Alaskan and Pacific Northwest fishers, works with EcoTrust and the Marine Stewardship Council and Salmon Nation to really make sure that these are sustainably harvested seafood catches, so that this seafood will last for generations and you won't just suddenly go to the market and there's no seafood for you at the market. Your favorite type of seafood is gone, in the large scheme of things, it also means that whole marine ecosystems are collapsing under the demand for the seafood. So something like Wildcatch is a wonderful, wonderful way to support a better world.
And I know they have that at Marlene's and Whole Foods and that. I can't remember the owner's name, but he was there at a demonstration day, and I got to chat with him for a while. And that is a big problem that you don't realize, but we should strive to buy wild if we want to keep the salmon and all the ocean population doing well.
Yeah, it's really important. There are all of these very complicated natural and socially constructed systems that we're a part of, and when we do these kind of very small interactions in life, where we just go to the supermarket or we go to a restaurant and we make a very small choice. I mean, our reality that we experience is just this tiny choice in an exchange for a small bit of money of a particular product, and we have to be able to make that shift to understand that every one of these little choices is multiplied across millions of people. And when those millions begin to shift, those choices begin to shift and those institutions, those global systems begin to respond. And at the moment, we don't realize how detrimental some of these systems are to our natural environment, to human beings across the planet, because we can't see them. We don't experience them in our daily lives. But once we understand that, we can really begin to shift our power as consumers to really creating the type of world that we want to live in the long term for everyone.
Ellis, tell me about what is the Better World Network that you founded?
Yeah, the Better World Network is just a small nonprofit organization that I started to keep this type of work going. It's what, after creating the Better World Handbook, I decided that what needs to happen is all kinds of projects have to be taken on with this very broad theme of not falling into the trap of thinking the politicians are going to do it, or we just have to work with businesses, or it's just about academia, and also not becoming too narrow and saying, well, you know, we'll do the environment now, and then later we'll work on human rights, or we'll leave social justice for somebody else, that it really has to be this joint effort, that all of these issues need to be taken on. They need to be addressed to individuals working with all of these different institutions, and that the projects are literally endless that can be taken on under this rubric. And so the Better World Network is there really to initiate projects like the shopping guide, like the handbook, the second edition of which is coming out next month, and also the website, and just to continue to develop different ways in which we can reach people in their everyday lives so that they can be empowered to really make a difference in the world while they're going on with their own kind of unique life.
And what is the website?
The website for the Better World Shopping Guide is betterworldshopper.org. And we're also updating the Better World Handbook website, which is betterworldhandbook.com. And on both of those websites, you can find also a little more about the Better World Network.
We're talking with Ellis Jones on Community Matters Weekend Edition. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just like to encourage people to begin to make these choices and to truly understand how the consumer choices that we make every day are such a powerful change agent in the world that this is perhaps even more important than voting in regular elections, is this kind of daily voting with your dollars, and to really begin to see how we can make the world better just by making these very small, simple decisions of making ourselves better informed and making a difference for others.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us on Community Matters Weekend Edition.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.